Chris Fade.
I am the smoothest radio presenter there is.
I could say you got beat energy.
Pretty Malik.
Why are you touching my armpits, Rossi?
And Big Rossi.
I don't do anything.
You heard about me.
You guys are the best thing on radio.
The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning. Just gone 6:03. How you all doing? Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How's everything sounding? The headphones that we've got.
It's better today.
Is it? I feel like it's still a little bit like...
Yesterday.
How are you going?
A little bit, how you going, as we say in Australia. How you going? You all right? What are we? Tuesday. So what do we got? We got Wednesday and Thursday to go, then we're off.
Then we're off.
So we got two more days together, everyone. Let's do it together. Come on. Friday, I'm out. I'm taking the kids. I'm going to Orlando.
I'm so excited for you.
I realize a flight is 5:30 in the morning. That's the worst time.
Yeah.
So we have to be at the airport at 3.
Yeah.
So do I sleep?
Yeah, you'd definitely take a nap.
Like sleep at night and then what? Wake the kids up at 2? And then say, I don't know.
You got to take a little nap for sure. Otherwise, you're going to be so terribly exhausted. Yeah.
And then you won't enjoy the flight.
Getting into your seat.
Yeah, I know. And then I've got a 40-minute stopover, though. So, as you're going to fly at Kuwait, I'm flying Kuwait Air. So, I'm going to sit in 40 minutes in the airport and then...
It's not too bad. 40 minutes by the time you get off the plane. It'll be time to get back on again.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's an 11-hour stopover. No, I'm joking. Could you imagine?
Then you could actually sleep.
You see those flights, don't you, sometimes? Like 36-hour flight, but it's the same price? It's like, why?
Yeah, man, I was looking at some flights. I mean, there are some horrible ones in there. I guess if you just didn't have the cash, but you needed to get there. There was like a 72-hour one that I saw. And it was like 4 stops. So it was like going to 4 different cities to get to your destination, right?
Yeah, a friend of mine just booked their flight home, but they're going via Budapest. But what they've done is they've booked it to go home to England, then to back to Budapest or whatever. But they've tied in their holiday to Thailand in March.
Ah, okay, I get you.
So they're like...
They've held the tickets around. Yeah.
So it's worked out a lot cheaper.
Yeah, you can do that, you know. I didn't realize that. One of my aunties who came to the wedding flew Etihad.
Correct.
Now, she went to Australia beforehand and spent 5 months in Australia.
Yeah.
So she left England. She lives in England. Flew to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
To flying Etihad. Did the hour stopover. Then went on to Sydney.
Oh.
Stayed in Sydney for 5 months.
Who was she staying with?
She lives, my auntie that lives, who's Australian.
Okay.
So lived in, stayed in Australia for 5 months.
Yeah.
Then that return flight that she booked, she just booked on my wedding day. Then flew back to Abu Dhabi.
And then
came to the wedding spent 3 days in Abu Dhabi and then went back to...
Australia.
Yeah, I thought that was... No, went back to England.
UK.
I was like, hey, that's interesting. I didn't know you could do that sort of stuff.
Well, a lot of times when I go to
New
York...
It's a one-way flight, isn't
it? I'll fly from Mumbai.
Yeah.
So I'll go from here to Mumbai, then Mumbai, Dubai, New York.
It's cheaper.
Yeah. So I'll spend like a day or two in Mumbai. And then
definitely some of you are listening who are like, Chris, we ain't going anywhere these holidays. Can you stop talking about flights? Fair enough. But call me and tell me that. 0487155444. Give me a call right now. I want to get our first callers of the show. Maybe you are traveling. Maybe you're not traveling. What are you doing right now? Maybe you're just on the roads going to work. I want our first callers on the show. Tuesday's usually the hardest day to get you guys to call me.
It's like, nah.
It's like, I don't know what it is. It's a Tuesday. It's always that day. 0487155444. Get on your phone. I want to speak to you next, all right? Where's my sheet?
On the printer.
It's never here. There's a sheet that tells us...
I'm zoning out. I've got, you know, 3 more days to go. So.
All right. Ross usually gives us a sheet to say these are the things coming up on the show.
Let's make it up.
I can tell you we've got a 15,000 dirham holiday. So if you don't have the cash to spend on a holiday, we can hook you up today. That's after 8 this morning. I got 10,000 dirhams cash with a pop quiz coming up. We're talking celebrity weddings and which ones have been Googled the most by us.
Yeah.
All right. It's all coming up right now. Let's have some fun. Call me. Tuesday's the hardest time for you guys to call.
No one calling.
Any other day, honestly, there's like 50 people calling on a Tuesday for some reason.
There's no one calling.
I'll tell you, because Monday, everyone gets like geared up. Okay, start of the week, let's go. You're prepared.
Mm.
Then Monday happens.
Mm.
And then Tuesday's like a nothing day.
If no one calls us right now, Rossi could die today.
Why would you say that?
And you've got 28 seconds to call us.
Way to set off my panic attack.
No, you got 28 seconds to call us or Rossi could die today, people.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying, okay, fine.
They're saving my lives. Look at them.
Now everyone calls. See?
Thank goodness.
Okay, so you need me to say that from now on.
No, don't.
Okay, fair enough. Hello, is it Pumi?
It's Fiumi.
Fiumi, you were... Sorry, say it again.
Fiumi.
Fiumi. Hey, you've saved Rossi's life. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
It was so funny the way you said it. So I was like, let me call.
Good on you.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's, for some reason, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, hundreds of calls at this time. Tuesday, we always are like, why
told
not?
Because it's like an hour day. Yeah.
I know. It's like the laziest day of the week.
Is it?
Because see, like Monday's the start of the week, right? Wednesday's the middle. Thursday, you're like almost the weekend. Friday, weekend.
Yeah, I know.
What is Tuesday?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Just nothing. I'm just staying on the car because I came to drop my mom.
Mm-hmm. Where are you dropping her off?
To her work.
Okay. So. What do you do now?
I'm actually just waiting.
What do you mean? You wait for the whole day? Not 12 hours, you just wait in the car. Uh-huh. You go back home?
Yeah.
So how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. Are you working?
I'm actually jobless right now.
You're jobless. What do you do?
I'm actually studying at the moment. So.
What are you studying?
For teaching.
Teaching. So you become a teacher at the end of it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good on you. And so what was it later? You're 26. You could have already graduated. So did you pick this up a little bit later?
It's a long story. So
what did you do first out of college?
No, actually, I did something whole different. And with COVID, I had a job. Actually, I lost it.
Yep.
My dad as well.
So you lost your dad?
No, his job.
Oh, sorry, touching wood, So I'm touching wood right now. I thought you said I lost my job and I lost my dad. I was like, oh my gosh. So dad and you are both jobless, so mum's the only one bringing it in right now.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Warrior. What a warrior.
But hopefully, I will be getting a job soon, hopefully.
When do you finish that teaching?
I did my diploma already and I have been applying, so let's see.
Fingers crossed.
How long does it take?
What?
How long does it take to finish the
diploma?
Yeah.
The first one is already done because I'm doing two different things, like for special needs education as well.
Right.
For small kids. So.
Good on you. Well, listen, sending out love, positivity to you. Thank you for calling as well. And inshallah, in a few months, you'll have that job, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Like that. Saved your life. Reem also saved your life, Rossi. Hi, Reem.
Hi, everyone.
So you're a nurse?
Yes, I'm an emergency nurse.
Oh, the job that I don't think I could do. I don't think I could do, Reem. How? I mean, is it every night is just something different, right?
Every day is. I don't do nights now, but every day something's different, yes.
What gets more work, days or nights?
Days, for sure, because you get people from work, or after work where they want to attend to their injuries or their complaints. So usually it's after work.
Are you getting people coming into the emergency that you're thinking to yourself, why are you even here? Like they should have just booked an appointment with a doctor or something, but they just want to get in quicker so they go to the emergency?
Yeah, but people don't know that, so it's okay. I mean, obviously I didn't used to think that back then when I was younger. But now you kind of understand why people come, because people are anxious or in pain.
Yeah,
so you get to know that as you go.
Can I ask a question that is probably not related much to your profession?
Sure, tell me, pretty.
What is your favorite medical drama show?
ER for me.
Not you, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I watch all of them, and I always wonder how close to reality they are. Do you watch any of those medical drama shows?
I do. I think because of Nurse Carol in ER, that's what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I am. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, she was definitely an inspiration because she was such a cool nurse, and she was definitely the smartest one on TV. Oh!
There it is. There's the music.
Yeah, thank you.
You're now Carol.
Yeah.
Like, that's
you're
it.
Nurse Carol.
Come on, you're it. You did it. It's such an you guys do such a great job. When I had to take my little Kiki to the hospital, I think 2 weeks ago, we took her to the emergency because she had these really bad stomach cramps, right?
Mm.
And we were left in the room for a while, like in the sort of waiting area, and I looked at the computer, and the computer had everyone's room and what they were in there for,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was... Every single case was so different, right? So someone with like stomach pain to someone who had chopped like half their finger off to like it was just, I was reading it. I'm like, oh my gosh. And you guys have to handle each and every single one of them. It's remarkable what you guys do. So Reem, thank you so much. Nurse Reem, Nurse Carol from ER is now Nurse Reem here.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Have a great day and thanks for calling, okay?
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
There Bye. It is. God bless. I wanted to be George Clooney when I used to watch that show.
Waiting for the message from Gilda to say, yes, you are George Clooney.
Lebanese version.
Yeah, I just wanted to marry a Lebanese woman and be a coffee ambassador. And hey, close.
If it's happening, it's on the air. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Okay, what have you got?
Shawn Mendes has a twin, Chris. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
This is not a real biological twin.
No, it's not.
But it's a guy that looks like him.
It's a sweater twin. That's what it is. Go to our stories right now
What do you mean?
Go to our stories at Chris Fade Show. So Shawn Mendes was walking the streets of Vancouver wearing a giant Old Navy bear sweater with Converse sneakers. It's a very distinct sweater, so it's not very common that people would be walking around wearing the same thing. Lo and behold, a man by the name of Easton Ongaro, who's actually a football player in Canada, was wearing the same exact sweater and shoes. And they kind of had this moment where they just looked at each other like, you? And they hugged it out and took a photo. It's cute.
So fun. This is the whole twin story. I thought there was a whole twin coming up.
The other guy Watch looks it. Better than Shawn Mendes.
I'm having a look at that. I haven't got to our stories
we
yet.
We have a lot of gossip.
We have a lot of gossip on there. You do such a great job with
Thanks.
That, Pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Watch. So there's audio of it if you want to hear it.
Let's have a look. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
It's the same. They're the same.
The guy is actually... Shawn Mendes is so tall, but this guy's even taller than Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't think Shawn Mendes could just walk around Canada, like Toronto. Like, huge celebrity, just walking around casually. People aren't bothering him?
Well, no.
Interesting.
Canada, isn't it?
Canada.
Well, they're just nice.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. It's a boat, Tom.
He's a boot.
Yeah. Okay, what else you got for us?
The next Wolverine could be... Taron Egerton.
Oh my gosh, have no idea who he is.
I knew he would say that.
Come on, Taron Egerton cannot be Wolverine, I'm sorry.
Is he Aussie?
He was born right by me, he's from near me.
He was
in Rocket Man.
Yeah.
That's Elton John.
He was also in Kingsman.
What's his name?
Taron Egerton.
We've got Edgerton, Joel Edgerton.
Right. He says that he's met with Marvel about the conversation because Disney recently acquired Century 21. So Fox, not the store.
He could play
Wolverine.
Look at his jawline. He's got a superhero.
He could totally. Why do you say he can't?
He's very small.
He's short. Is he?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman is tall. Well, anyways, he would take over the role from Hugh Jackman, and he said, "I'd be excited, but I'd be apprehensive as well because Hugh is so associated with the role that I'd wonder if I'd be able to take over if like someone else could do the role."
You know, when I was hanging out with Hugh Jackman,
did he tell you about Wolverine?
Yeah, you know, I asked him about the whole Wolverine thing because I said, "You're pretty cut up for that." He goes, "Yeah, I had to train intensely for it."
Are you serious what you're saying now?
And then, I did really talk. Hey. We talked about him because I said, "Man," because I told him you were my inspiration when I was getting fit. Did you see how jacked he was, Hugh Jackman?
He was insane. Yeah.
Like he was ridiculously insane.
Hey, you should go see his Broadway play when you're in New York.
Yeah. I'm only in New York for like 20 hours. I don't think I'm going to do a Broadway show.
Yeah, definitely not. Okay, and finally, do we need bathroom breaks in movies? Well, English movies.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the Hindi films have it. James Cameron has an important message for anyone who wants to complain about the length of Avatar 2. He said, "I don't want anybody whining about the length when they sit and binge watch television for 8 hours. Go and take a bathroom break if you need one."
Yeah. What I was thinking about, I came up with this idea that I pitched to the cinemas here, but none of them took it, was a portable toilet that you take with you into the cinema. So when you have to go to the bathroom, you just sort of pop it out and you just do
Yuck.
It. It's
called an intermission,
They didn't like the idea.
I'm not surprised.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's an app, though, you can get where...
There's an app for that.
It tells you what you've missed when you go to the toilet, right?
No, but this is what I really thought we could do.
Guys, it's called an intermission. It exists. It works.
I would love some type of Bluetooth that's situated in the movie theater. So when you do go to the bathroom, it just connects to your phone. You can go to the bathroom and it's still playing on your phone just for those couple
Chris,
of minutes. So you're watching it and then you come back and it switches off. And it doesn't give you more than 4 minutes because you don't want someone like sitting on the toilet for like half an hour.
It's called an intermission.
Yeah, but
it's an existing concept.
It breaks. There's nothing worse than
the movie
stopping.
You know, like Indian movies.
I understand.
They are created
with a break. I understand.
So there comes to a point. There's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I don't want that. Because that just ruins it.
It doesn't ruin anything.
I'm in the moment. I don't want to go.
Billions of people watch movies and they're fine with it.
But it's wrong.
There's an app.
Billions of people are wrong.
Basically, that tells you the best time to go to the toilet when the movie's on.
Okay.
And then.
What's the website?
I can't say.
The name of the app.
What's the app called?
Run P.
Run P.
Yeah. So it gives you a synopsis with each time you go to the toilet so you know what you've missed while you're gone.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
All right. So Rossi hosts a pub quiz. And we're that lazy that we recycle the questions and just do it on the radio.
It's sort of, you know, I'm doing it because I need to educate you guys because obviously you say sometimes I'm not the brightest, but I do know a lot of...
I never say that.
Well, you do.
Okay.
I know a lot of useless information. So much
useless stuff.
I'm going to educate you guys right now. So I'll read out the questions, you write down the answers. Highest score out of 5.
Okay.
Wins. Put a nice team name down there for us.
Got a team name. Done. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Question number 1.
Question number one.
There's no place like home is a famous movie quote from which film? There's no place like home is a famous movie quote from which film? Interested to see if Chris knows that one. Question number two.
Question number two.
These items come in sizes C4, C5, C6, and C7. What are they?
What
item comes in sizes C4, C5, C6?
Is it a bra?
C7.
No.
Think about...
What? Think about what?
The alternative of that, like with another letter. A4, A5.
Oh.
Okay. They come in sizes C4.
What did you do that for?
You just gave us the answer.
I know.
Very generous today.
Question number three. What's the surname of the man who invented the safety brake in elevators? What is the surname of the man who invented the safety brake in elevators? Or if you're from where I'm from, lifts.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number four. Which two elements make up water? What two elements make up water?
I don't know that one.
Don't know that one?
H and then 2O.
Don't know it? Okay. And finally, question number five.
Oxygen.
Why aren't you saying question number five?
What type of animal is a Turdus maximus? Is it a bird, a toad, or a lizard?
Say it again.
What type of animal is a Turdus maximus?
Look, Daddy, look at the Turdus maximus.
What are the options again?
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Or is it Superman? Is it a bird? Is it a toad? Or is it a lizard?
Answers are in now. Rossi will get the thing. Very, very loud and annoying there, pretty. Just to get...
What?
Just settle down. What have we told you about your voice and your laugh?
Don't have fun.
Yeah, no, yeah. Stop talking, pretty. You're just meant to sit there and look beautiful.
I definitely don't do that.
You do.
No, you do. You do that. You do that. Music's ended now. Now it's all awkward.
Oh, no. All right, here's your answers then. Question number one.
Okay.
No Place Like Home is from The Wizard of Oz.
Correct.
Yes, I got that one.
These come in sizes C4, C5, C6, C7. Envelopes.
Envelopes.
Paper.
Why did you... Yeah, you put us off.
Well, no, because I said A4, A5, you know.
Okay, cool. Why put paper as well, pretty?
Surname of the man who invented the safety brake in elevators.
I said Otis.
Same.
That would be correct.
Oh, nice. Oh,
gosh, I can't believe you got that one. I thought definitely I would have got that one.
The two elements that make up water.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Chris put H2O and oxygen.
I knew that was wrong. I knew it was wrong, but I just tried. Is she right?
Hydrogen and oxygen is correct.
Which means it comes down to the last one, doesn't it? Because you're up by one right now. Okay.
Okay. What type of animal is a turdus?
What did you put, Pretty?
Maximus.
Toad. What did you put?
Nah, it's not a toad.
It's not? I don't know.
A bird.
It is a blackbird from Tibet.
That means it's tie game.
Tie game.
It's a tied game, people.
It's a
people.
Tie 3-3.
Okay.
Do you want the tiebreak question?
Tiebreak question. Buzz in with your name. Whoever gets it wins it. Go.
Tell me the year. 50 Cent in the club is number one around the world. The Dubai Marina is finished. And Finding Nemo.
Get another question, man. You're just making it up. Get another question. No. Yes.
Right. What year then? Yeah. No, I'll do the same one. 50 Cent is number one around the world with In the Club. And Finding Nemo is the number one movie in the cinemas around the world. What year?
Briefy.
Have a guess nearest to the number wins.
Oh, okay. Like that. Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay, Pretty.
2001.
Okay. What are you saying, Kristen?
I don't think it's correct, though.
She's too early. I'm going to say just 2002.
The actual year was 2003.
Which means I get it. I'm the winner, baby. Yes, I'm the champion.
Please not shout.
I'm a champion.
Don't shout.
I'm a champion.
What victory music would you like?
I just want to have a meat tray given to me. That's what I used to win at the pub quizzes. You get a meat tray.
You've never done a meat tray in your life?
Yeah,
a pub quiz in your life?
Yeah, just give me a meat tray. Some lamb chops, some sausages, sangers. I'll have them all, thanks.
Oh, wow.
Thanks so much. I am your champ. Just say I'm the champion, that's it.
You're the champion.
Thank you. Rossi, thank you. Give me
that paycheck. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. 10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rack Bank. Get the Rack Bank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card and get up to 160,000 bonus Skyworld miles. Plus, enjoy Emirates Skywards Silver Tier membership. Visit rackbank.ae/EK. Conditions apply.
All right, Shazia, good morning. You got through.
Good morning,
superstar. You ready to win some money with Rack Bank and us? Yeah?
Yes, please.
What are you doing?
I'm on the way to work.
Okay. She's on the work run. Not that school run right now. What do you do?
I work as a customer service manager in a shipping company.
Okay. You got a great voice, you got great energy, you're doing good already. We're gonna try to get you as much cash as we can here. Oh. Are you having are you off on Friday and Monday?
Up on Friday and Monday means...
Are you going to have the day off because it's a public holiday?
Yeah. It's your holidays, yeah.
It wasn't a trick question, that. I felt like I put you off for a moment.
She's
like, what do you mean?
I was wondering where I need to be.
Are you going to stay inside stay in the country, yeah, for those 4 days?
Yes, with the family.
Yeah. If anyone is planning on going to the airport, by the way, get there early. That's all I'm going to say. You know there's global delays at the airport? So Brianna just flew out this morning, and she was getting notifications from all, like, European airports, like crazy delays.
Do you know, last weekend in the States, one of the airlines was offering passengers $10,000 if they would offload their ticket because they were too busy to operate.
Well, a lot of the airlines, they got rid of a lot of the staff.
Yeah.
They got rid of a lot of staff over the COVID times. Now we're so busy, they're trying to keep up with the demand. So, if you are planning on going to the airport, just get there nice and early. All right, Shazia, let's get you the cash right now. You know the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Good luck. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Sean Carter is the real name of which rapper?
Buzz.
Which businessman founded Virgin Airlines?
Virgin Airlines, Buzz.
Which actor played the Mad Hatter in the 2010 movie Alice in Wonderland?
Johnny Depp.
Air Force One is the plane used by which president?
Joe Biden, U.S. president.
Woody and Buzz Lightyear are characters in which movie?
Toy Story.
What is the first name of Manchester United's player Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
First name.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Who had a hit song with Pharrell Williams called Sing?
Buzz.
What is the name of Shrek's wife?
Buzz.
Wolverine. Fiona, I'll take you. Wolverine was once the leader of which band of superheroes?
X-Men.
In computing, time is up, but I'll give you this one if you get it right. In computing, what is MB stand for?
Megabyte.
You know what? You got it, which means you got 700 dirhams cash. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Well done. 700 dirhams with Rack Bank on the pop quiz. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You started off slow, but you really caught up towards the end there.
Yeah,
well
she did really. Sean. I got stuck
with Sean Carter
and
Jay-Z.
Yeah, I was going to say Sean Carter is Jay-Z. He's the founder of this radio station as well, Sir Richard Branson. Yeah. He owns Z Virgin.
On the back of my mind, I just saw him the other day on Insta also, and it was just, aww. I was blank.
Pharrell Williams teamed up with Ed Sheeran for the song called Sing as well. That would have got you the 10,000. But hey, 700 dirhams courtesy of Rack Bank here on the Chris Fade Show. Congratulations, Shazia. Congratulations, darling. All right.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Guys, I've got an addiction.
What is it, Kristen? Tell us.
I keep eating fried chicken.
It's so good, though. I can't even, like, tell you not to.
I keep trying different types of fried chicken.
I just keep
trying, like, all different type of restaurants. I don't even know what the fried chicken. I just went on to Talabat yesterday.
And just wrote fried chicken.
Just wrote fried chicken. One came up. I was like, let's give these guys a go. Tried it.
Think about it. It's like the perfect treat. Crispy on the outside. Nice and warm on the inside.
It's not good for you. It's not good for your long term. But, like, you know, enjoying it so often. But I've done the KFC. I did that place, Barba. I don't even know what yesterday's one was called, but it was pretty good. But you know what I think they did? You know you can get hot and spicy and you can get original?
Correct.
I asked for original because I can't have any spice, right? My body reacts not well to spice.
Yeah.
I believe that they use the same, this place used the same oil as the hot and spicy as they did for original because the original still had a bit of a twang to it.
Mm.
And my heat sensitivity, as pretty as realized, minimal.
Very different.
Remember?
Is your heat sensitivity quite high then, pretty, would you say?
You know what? I thought it really wasn't because I don't like spicy food.
Yeah.
I never really enjoyed it. But it's only after becoming friends with Chris Fade that I've realized
that you do.
That I
yeah,
because
she would tell me like, oh, that's not hot at all. Wow. And then I would have a bite of it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so hot. So she's definitely got a spice. You know, as being from India in the South Asian area,
we're just used to the spice.
You're used to it, but you know what I realize is because your parents were eating it when she was pregnant,
probably.
So your body is adapted to it. Like
my mom loved like eat spice like no tomorrow.
So your mom's really? your mom's smashing spicy curries and everything.
It.
All those beautiful spices
she'll
you have.
Like, eat peppers. She'll eat.
But what I'm saying, whilst you're in her womb. She's eating that. You're already
getting it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, I just don't get the spice thing really, because like it's like pain, isn't it, when you're having your dinner?
Agreed. I don't know. Like it's not enjoyable for me.
Like coma. Is
and then I get like acid reflux, and it's just like it hurts 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Like there was a point where my mom and my sister, it was not spicy enough until they were crying.
Really?
Like it's not. I'm like, why? That is
you sweat
way
it out.
Too
then you guys,
spicy.
You sweat it out. You know that you can smell the spices come through your pores.
Yeah.
Who? What country do you think's got the hottest food? Spiciest food? Do you believe your country has the spiciest food? Give me a call now. Spiciest food? Does your country have it? Is it the Middle East? Is it Africa? Europeans? I'm sure there's a few that have just got some good spices going on. Mushmi, hi.
Hi, Chris. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe I've been listening to you guys every single morning while doing the school run and going to work. And here I am.
Oh, aww. You got on. Hi, welcome to the show. We appreciate you. Appreciate you listening. You got some spicy food, though? Where are you from?
I'm from India, but unlike Preeti, I don't like hot food or spicy food.
Wow. Aren't you outcast from the family if you're Indian and you don't like spicy food?
We are.
Leave the house.
I've already left it.
You already left it. So, I mean, what are you saying? Are you thinking, do you think India's got the spiciest food?
I think Africa's got the spiciest food.
Africa, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
What country in specific?
Is there any specific country or just the whole region?
My friend, she lives in Nigeria, and she said they have the hottest food there. So.
Okay, all right. Well, it's funny enough because Hope is saying the same thing. Hope, you think Africa as well?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hope. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
Good. Are you're saying Africa? You think Africa is the hottest?
Yes, I'm from Africa. I'm from Nigeria, precisely. And I know we eat the hottest spicy.
Nigeria.
Okay. So that's the second Nigerian area.
Okay,
All right. Okay. Lani, hottest areas for spicy food. Hottest country. What have you got, Lani?
I think it's Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Oh, yes. Sri Lankan food is so spicy. Oh,
hotter than India. I would always think Indian food would help.
Oh, no, man. It's spicy.
Lani, are you originally from Sri Lanka?
No, I'm from Philippines.
Okay, so you guys know, yeah. Amir, hi, man.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Rossi. Hi, Pretty.
Hi,
brother.
Hi.
What do you think? What country owns the spiciest food?
I would say it's Mexico.
Mexican food is spicy.
Mexican,
man.
Yeah, you're right.
The habanero and all of the spices that you see people doing the challenges with. So I would say Mexico.
I'd say that as well. I mean, because Brianna, my wife, Mexican, right? She can smash so much spice, and she's all right. Like,
no problem.
No problem.
Mexican
no
food
problem.
Is spicy.
NASA,
sure.
What do you think? Hottest, spiciest food? Where's it coming out of?
For me, I'm British Pakistani, so I'm a bit of a hybrid between Rossi and Pretty, and I can handle spicy food. But I went to a Thai restaurant once, and it said 3 chilies, and I thought, I can handle this. I was crying in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Those chilies that are hidden in the sauce that you eat, and then you regret it later.
Hater said the same thing. He said, hands down, Thailand. Thai food's got the hottest food.
Well, I have a list here.
Okay,
let's
do the list. What officially, we were all saying what we think is the spiciest food out of the country, but what is it? Tell us.
Can I tell you top 10 quickly?
Yeah, go
so
ahead.
10, Bhutan. 9,
where?
Bhutan.
Bhutan.
East on the eastern part of India, like above that. Sri Lanka, number 9, which we said. Number 8, Ethiopia. Getting in there.
Okay.
Then number 7, China. Then India ranks number 6 on the list.
How is India number 6?
Jamaica, number 5.
Ah, yeah, Jamaican food.
Korea, number 4.
Korea.
Now your top 3 spiciest countries, spiciest food.
Okay.
Malaysia.
Okay.
Then you've got Mexico,
Mexico
number 2.
Number 2. What is number 1 then?
Thailand.
Thailand is your number 1 spicy food. And we got some good Thai restaurants here. Well, there you go, Thailand, there you go.
Wins it.
Wins it. Congratulations.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, all the goss, what have you got?
Kourtney Kardashian, she called out the paparazzi for releasing old photos of her out and about while she was actually by Travis Barker's side in the hospital.
Mm.
They were trying to spin this story that Travis Barker is fighting for his life.
Are you serious?
And she's out shopping. And she's like, I am not putting up with any of this.
Horrible.
She said it was a new level of low, monetizing off our nightmare, really savagely uncool.
That's not cool.
Saying that, you know, she didn't leave his side. So what happened to Travis Barker? He actually detailed everything that went wrong.
Yeah, tell us.
So he said he went in for an endoscopy.
That's where they put the camera down your throat, people.
He felt fine, left feeling fine. After dinner, he developed excruciating pain where he couldn't even walk. What ended up happening was during the procedure,
they tore him.
He had a small polyp, and it had to be removed in a very sensitive area, which usually a specialist would do. Unfortunately, they ended up damaging a critical pancreatic drainage tube, which resulted in life-threatening pancreatitis.
Is he okay now?
He's feeling much better now. Still in the hospital. Had to go through a lot of intensive treatment. So
that's horrible.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, majority of doctors are amazing, obviously.
Of course, and things happen.
But there are ones that just, you know, that's terrible.
That is terrible, yeah. So luckily he's doing okay now. And terrible of the paparazzi to try to spin a story.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Rihanna. just wanted to give you an announcement. She is now worth $1.4 billion.
Is that all?
Is that all? Making her America's youngest self-made billionaire woman. Most of her wealth...
A billionaire.
Yeah, most of her wealth comes from her three companies, not music. Fenty Beauty, Fenty Skin, Savage Fenty. Now, recently, Rihanna ranked 21st overall in Forbes' annual list of America's richest self-made women, but she's the list's only billionaire under the age of 40. The closest to her is Kim Kardashian with $1.8 billion, and she's 41. And finally, we all have a family member that advocates for you. Chris, I feel like it's your mom.
Yeah.
If she was ever given an opportunity to like be one of to like vouch for you.
I could be on trial for murdering someone and it'd be my fault. My mom would still be like, no, Habibi, he's got such a great heart. I promise you. he's still very nice.
So Miles Teller, who is in Top Gun Maverick as well.
Yep.
His grandmother has launched a campaign to cast him as the next James Bond. Her name is Leona Flowers.
That's cute.
And she's put up a bunch of tweets. They read, they're looking for an actor to replace Daniel Craig for future 007 movies. I think my grandson, Miles Teller, has proven that he has everything that they're looking for. Talent, looks, strength, worldwide appeal, so cool. He can be that guy. Wouldn't it be great? Oh. And then someone dared to argue with Leona.
Don't argue with
Miles,
the grandmother, please.
Your grandson is British. He's not British, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, he's American. She replied, and lots of Europeans have played Americans. He studied acting, which includes accents. He'd be great. I think just for that reason, he should be James Bond.
That's what you told her. Granny, I love you so much, but can you not?
Where
did they put this up? Where did she? Is she on her own?
On Twitter.
She has her own Twitter page.
Yeah, we're at that age now where grandmums have Twitter.
Really?
I mean, Miles is young though, so I don't think his grandma's that.
I don't know. Or it's a great PR stunt. Ladies and gentlemen, the weaker of the two, let's do it.
He wants more airtime, so here he is.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
Hey, weird and wonderful stories. What have you got, Rossi?
So in New Zealand, they're going to bring in this new sort of tax, and they're going to be charging cows and sheep and cattle for every burp or release of gas that they do.
Oh, that's because methane gas is like breaking the ozone layer, they say, right? From cows and all that.
So there's a plan in place. It's expected to come in place from 2025, where basically they're going to charge the animals for belching.
What do you mean? Who's going to pay the animals?
Yeah, I know.
Animals are like, let me just...
Farmers are going to pay emissions from livestock, so they're going to say,
leave the farmers alone.
How many sheep in New Zealand have you got? You know, you're going to have to pay this much. You know, in New Zealand, it's home to 5 million people. Mm. It's got about 10 million cattle and 26 million sheep.
Hold on. There's only 5 million people in New Zealand.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm Googling that. I figured they'd have more than that.
And nearly half of it's like... greenhouse gas emissions come from agriculture, mainly methane.
Interesting.
All right, there we go. Hold on, I'm getting the population. Yes, he's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Just over 5 million.
I've got such a great memory. I just remembered that.
All right, go ahead. What's your joke, Ross?
Got a couple of sheep-related jokes here. You know, this isn't a joke, actually. This is a true story. I used to be a shepherd, you know, looking after sheep.
Yeah.
I was absolutely rubbish at it, though, because I had no idea how many sheep I had. You know why?
Because you fell asleep.
Kept falling asleep trying to count them. Yeah.
There it is.
I've just seen a car being driven by a sheep in a swimsuit.
Okay.
Do you know what type of car it was?
What? Mm-hmm.
It was a lamb bikini. A lamb bikini.
It's horrible. Horrible segment, horrible everything. There he is. Give Rossi a big round of applause. Woo! Thank you. Segment number one, done. Now, segment number two begins. It's all the Bollywood news you need to know with Pretty Molly.
Well, there's one big story that's taking everyone by storm, and that's that Salman Khan and Shah Rukh Khan could be teaming up for a double hero blockbuster movie.
Oh, that's like Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
It would be the biggest movie. Now, the last time these two did a full movie together was back in 95. Ever since then, they've had cameos and whatnot in each other's films.
What was that movie? When Harry Met Sally?
Karan Arjun.
Oh.
Mere Karan Arjun aayenge.
Say it again.
Mere.
Mere.
Karan.
Dungeon.
Karan, it's a name. Arjun.
Aayenge. You should say it. I want to hear that again.
Mere karan Arjun aayenge.
So good.
Aayenge.
Yes.
Anyways. Aayenge. Which means they will come. Anyway, so you know that movie that we were in, Tigers in Lahe?
Yeah.
That was a sequel. They're making a third part of that movie.
They've asked me to be in it, guys.
Have they?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, nice. What are you going to be?
I die.
Again, you died in your role.
I'm in Tigers and Die Here. We all are. But I die real quickly.
By the way, if you want to watch that movie, it's on Amazon Prime. I get tagged in it all the time. We're all in it.
I have never been tagged in this movie.
I get tagged all the time. I don't think
it looks like me.
They put my name in it when you stop the screen. It comes up.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, it says all the actors on Prime. If you press pause, it tells you all the actors in the scene. I don't know. But they spelled my name wrong.
Me and you had the biggest parts, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because yours was like
okay.
Talking.
Back to my story. So, apparently, Shahrukh is going to make a cameo in Tiger 3, which opens next year, and Salman is making a cameo in his movie, in Shahrukh's movie that comes out next year as well.
So they're friends, are they?
They had a falling out in between, and now they're friends again. They keep making cameos, but apparently they're going to be doing a big movie together, which is like a huge.
Who do you prefer?
Out of the two,
Salman or Shahrukh?
I'm going to stay Switzerland on this one.
Come on, Brie.
If anyone's listening who needs an extra in a movie, yeah. I'll do anything.
Really? No, you're not an extra. You want a main part, please.
Yeah, give me a role.
Cool. Any other Bollywood news coming up?
No. And Alia's pregnant. We all know that.
Alia Bhatt.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
See? Isn't that cool that I know who Alia Bhatt is?
Who's her husband? You know it. You met him.
Ranbir Kapoor.
Yes.
Hey. Is that the one with the mustache?
No.
Is there Ranveer and there's Ranbir?
They're two different names.
Are they both surnamed Kapoor?
No. Oh. Ranveer is Singh.
Ah, Ranveer Singh. He's the cool guy, eccentric dresses. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one the moustache.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Pretty's Bollywood Report. Give her a round of applause.
It's just you, my friend.
Now, vote. Whose report did you like better? Pretty's or Rossi's? 0487155444. Call me. I'm not competitive at all.
Yes, you are. You're the one who's making us compete.
But what report did you prefer? What's Rossi reading or the Bollywood report? 0487155444. What are you voting for, Rossi?
Mine. What?
Of course you're going to vote for yours. Because
it was better, obviously.
Because it was you. All right, Pooja's called through. Let's put Pooja through right now.
Pooja?
Yeah, we go.
Okay.
All right, Pooja, go. This is all over to you. Whoever you vote for is the winner of this.
Rossi, I love Pity, but I think the Lamborghini was too cute.
It was cute.
Thank you.
Did you say pretty?
No, I said Rossi.
Celebrity weddings, Googling, we've all done it. What is going on, Pretty?
Okay, so this list came out. I thought it was interesting. Who are the 10 most popular celebrity weddings that we Googled? Mm-hmm. And they actually were able to tell us like how many searches there were for all of these weddings as well.
Okay.
So I thought I'd share the results.
Okay, let's show us what you got.
Do you want to go through all the 10? Let's go. Okay, so in at number 10 was Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. There were 621,000 Google searches for their wedding.
Okay.
Not a lot. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, I thought they would be higher on the list.
Same with me.
They were number 9, 691,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
In the whole world?
Yeah.
691,000 people?
I think it's because they posted it on social
and we're not Googling it. Okay.
So it's there for us to see. Pippa Middleton and James Matthews, when they got married, 701,000. There was a lot of guesstimation about what dress she would wear.
I remember who he is as well.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, when they got married, there were over 753,000 searches.
Game of Thrones actress.
Yes. Then came Kate Middleton and Prince William. There were over a million searches for their wedding.
Wow.
I think that has to do more with Pippa, though. Remember, everyone was obsessed with her?
Yeah, at that wedding. True.
Okay, next comes in Paris Hilton and Carter Room when they got married. 1.2 million searches.
What number is that?
That's number 5. So okay. Now we're into our top 4 celebrity wedding searches. You got Jennifer Lawrence and Cook Maroney when they got married. 1.5 million searches. In 2021, Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez got married. 2.2 million searches for that wedding. 2.2 million. Because everyone was curious. Okay, your top 2 most Googled celebrity weddings.
Chris, notice she hasn't said Harry and Meghan yet.
You think they're in there?
Who else do you think it could be in top 2?
Beyonce,
no. Did Beyonce and Jay-Z? I don't even remember them getting married.
Yeah. It was secret.
Justin Bieber, Hailey Baldwin.
Okay, you're doing that. You're saying Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas. Huh. 2.5 million searches for their wedding.
Nice.
Okay. And number one, the most popular celebrity wedding of all time, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah. It was Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
I was there.
So you got it. Yeah, you actually went.
I went to the, you know, when they come out and they go around the town of Windsor on the back of the horse.
Yes.
And cart. I'm not sure that's what you call it. But yeah, she was literally like where Nala is from me.
That's how close I got. Is she pretty in life, in real life?
She's lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
She's lovely. It must be so scary though, right? Going around the town though after the wedding on the back of an open...
Comes with the territory, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't... Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I love celebrity weddings. Like,
so there it is. That was the number one. That was the biggest one. Like, search globally, right? Globally, there's a global.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with celebrity weddings.
Oh, yeah?
I love seeing like what they're going to wear, what's going to happen, who's there, the guest list. I love it all.
Bieber didn't even make that list.
No, not
interesting. Well, there you go. The top Google celebrity weddings from around the world.
Well, you forgot the other one.
Which one?
The Chris Fade wedding. The Fade wedding. That was in there.
Do you have the numbers on that?
I sort of have like the peaks of when it...
Because that the Fade wedding was trending here in the UAE for, I think, 3 or 4 days. It was the number two thing trending.
So I have... I wasn't able to get a number. Yeah. I actually did some research on this.
Mm.
I was able to find spikes in your Google searches.
Yeah.
And the spike was the week of your wedding. It broke the barrier, which means that they've never seen this many searches for your name before.
It's the third thing that comes up when you type Chris Fade in.
So when we got married was it someone sent, actually a lot of people started sending it to me. They're like, go to Google and just type in what happens. Look at the top searches in the UAE. And it was, the Fade wedding.
Chris Fade first wife. Second one's
here we go.
Chris Fade show. Third one's Chris Fade wedding. And the last one, Chris Fade net worth. Not sure my computer's big enough to show the numbers.
Those net worths are never true.
It's time.
Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
Welcome to the game show within a show. I'm your host with the most, Chris Fade. My dream is to host a game show one day. So,
who was like the most popular game show host in Australia back
Larry,
in the day?
Larry Ebner.
Oh, yeah.
Larry,
yeah.
What up, legend? He's so good.
Yeah, I know him.
He's just so smooth, right?
What's his name?
Larry Ebner. I can't believe
Ender.
You don't. Yeah, you grew up in America. You don't know good old Laz.
What did he host?
Price is Right. Yeah, I think Price is Right. Bunch of them.
The Chase Australia.
Yeah, he's done a bunch. So I've got a... Basically, it's called the Reverse Song Challenge right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to play you a song backwards. You have to identify what that song is. Hey, if you're listening to us, you can play along as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you are. Let's welcome our contestants right now. Contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Breethy, and all I can think about right now is a bagel.
Ooh.
Bagel. Thank you very much. Pretty. Contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Nala, and I love sweets and loafers.
Thank you. And contestant number three.
Hi, my name is Big Rossi. I am every woman's dream.
Okay.
What are you laughing at? It's true.
Crowd, are you ready to go?
Yay!
All right. Let's go. You have to identify what song this is being played backwards. You'll have 7 seconds to answer each song. Good luck. Number one. Name that song being played backwards. Don't forget.
Can you play it again?
Yes.
No.
What song is that in reverse? No idea. Pretty?
No idea.
No idea. Nala?
Take Me Back to London at Sheeran Stormzy.
Coloured Talk.
The answer is...
Take me back to London.
Hey. Nala, good job.
Nala on the points already. Yo.
Sweat proud, dripping down, winning room.
Yeah.
Stormzy just
just appeared with Ed Sheeran at Wembley.
Hold on, this is my time. This is my time.
Oh no!
The host has to rap now.
No, that's part
of my game show. I do.
No.
I rap.
What are the rules? Yeah. Larry always does it.
Yeah. Huh. Drop. I'm the game show host that you never knew that you ever wanted, cause I'm all the way go. Every time I ask questions, hey, you gotta understand that I'm the man, you know. No, you want a prize? I've got one, you see. You wanna know what your prize is today?
Yeah.
It's colonoscopy.
I don't want a colonoscopy.
No, it's important. It's important to get colonoscopies, and I'm not joking about it. All right, my grandmother passed away from colon cancer, honestly.
Why?
So colonoscopies are important, especially over the age of 40.
I'm not having fun anymore.
All right. Welcome back to the game show within a show. Reverse number song number 3, 2.
Oh, wait. I've got it.
Answers on the piece of paper, please, Pretty Malik.
Lizzo, About Damn Time.
About Damn Time, Lizzo.
Lizzo, About Damn Time.
Oh, three of you get a point. Well done. Reverse song number 3. What song's being played backwards here? Time is up. Please hold up your answers. Thank you.
First Class Jack Harlow sampling Fergie.
First Class Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow First Class.
Stop eating! Well done. Nala Silly in the lead on 3. Pretty and Rossi on 2. Answers up, please.
Wait, can you just slow down?
No, we're ready.
Can you replay it, please?
No. Answers up.
You replayed it for Pretty before.
3, 2, and 1.
Shawn Mendes, Summer of Love.
Summer of Love.
Shawn Mendes.
Pretty, Nala both get a point. Rossi doesn't. This is the last one, and it's worth 1 billion points. Good luck.
I know it is.
We all know it. We're all winners.
Yay!
No, hold on. I've got
Nala
another
wins.
One. Everyone stop talking.
Nala wins.
Here we go.
What a great game show host. Reveals the answer.
Shut up.
Woman Doja Cat.
Well done. It means Nala, you have won the colonoscopy. Congratulations. You can use that at any time after the age of 35 for you. Thank you. How old are you now?
25, another 10 years.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Fade. I'm your game show host, the host with the most. And we wrap it up with a song.
No.
Hey.
Like, try and make the words rhyme.
Give me a topic.
Nala.
No. Good topic one. Is...
Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Dessert.
Okay. Yeah, so here I am again. On the road again. I'm on the radio, can't you see? Everybody look at me, taking a little through those binoculars. You getting a little bit peekers? Oh, look. Look at these sneakers that I'm wearing right now. Oh, yeah, you know that I've got them on. They're sort of red and black. It doesn't matter because I look like that. What? You hungry? Oh, you want some dessert? I heard. Give me a clap, please, everyone. That was very good. That was like, that's why. Clap more, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. Larry Emder hosted Wheel of Fortune, by the way.
Wheel of Fortune, that's it. What up, Laz? He never rapped, though. He couldn't, see? I posted something on my LinkedIn account. I've been using LinkedIn a lot more of recent times. Mm. And I asked a question, and I thought I want to do it on the show because... it got me thinking a lot, and then a lot of my answers that came through, or the replies, also were really interesting. And Can I read you what I wrote?
Yeah.
I said, it's sort of morbid, but it's not. I said, if today was your last day in this life, what would be your top three memories? They're not always good. Let me know. I said, I've been writing down my thoughts a lot more these days, and it can really put things into perspective and help channeling emotions. You want to know my top three? And then I listed them. I said, the birth of my kids, of course, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Memories. My divorce, 2 years of it. And then, well, my second marriage, my wedding day. Our actual wedding day is something that is embedded into my mind now, I know, for the rest of my life. But those three things, the birth of my kids, my divorce, and my marriage, my new marriage, I feel like those three things are like, they're going to stay with me forever. Mm-hmm. They're like my top three things. Top doesn't mean good, right? And then I ask, you know, my guys on my LinkedIn account to hit me back. Man, I got some really interesting ones. This one, I won't read out the names, but the birth of my two kids, losing my job in COVID,
ooh,
and my son having a stroke.
Oh. Wow.
Another one here. My father died when I started my own business. My SSC results. This one. My marriage separation. Mm-hmm. Not divorce, as we do not have that in our country. 15 years living in the UAE, but losing my job throughout the pandemic. And the loss of my dearest eldest sister. I got so many, like, and they got me really, not emotional, but I was just like, it really does put things into perspective about, like, what are those things that you will remember that are embedded into your mind? Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, right? Mm-hmm. I want to throw it out to you. 04-871-5544, if you want to share it with us. Top three things that you will remember if you were to leave, you know, your life today. What would be those three things? You know, what would they be? Again, they're not always good, and that's okay. But it is good to channel them and talk about it anyway. 04-871-5544. I would love to hear your top three. You can remain anonymous as well. That's okay. 04-871-5544. Pretty, you got three?
Obviously, getting married for sure. I think that's something that you just don't forget.
Yeah.
Trips with my family.
Mm-hmm. Like, when you were younger, or like just overall?
Just overall. Like, I vividly remember our trip to London a few years back when I was in college. My first trip to India with my parents together. Like, okay. I vividly remember those. And the third one's a bit morbid,
mm-hmm,
but I'll 9/11.
9/11. Yeah, that's always sat with you. Every time we talk about that every year, you get emotional on that one.
Because I don't think that's. I think as if you were there,
yes,
you'll never forget it.
Someone answered that on my LinkedIn comment as well. 9/11. They were there for it, and like, they said it's embedded.
You just remember it minute by minute. So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rossi,
birth of the kids, obviously up there.
Yep.
Marion Liz is the second one, so it's sort of same as you. But the third one is like the first time I ever went to work away from home.
Oh, when you left England and went to Greece?
Greece, yeah, Corfu.
You remember that those moments?
Like having an argument with my parents because they were so nervous at the airport, you know, like just afraid. But yeah, working away. What about, yeah.
Interesting that Everton wasn't in there.
FA Cup, 1995.
So interesting, Chris.
Yeah, interesting, eh? What did you just ask me?
He said, what about yours?
Yeah, but we know yours. From
did you just ask me about mine?
LinkedIn.
I just read the whole thing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Nayla, hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning, mate. Tell us your top three, Nayla.
Sure. So the first one is my son's birth, which was the same day as my birthday.
Your son is born on the same day as you.
Yes.
That's super cute. Okay.
Yeah. And, in the same year, losing my job during pandemic.
Okay.
So you had a baby and then you lost your job.
I lost my job like 3 weeks before giving birth.
3 weeks before giving birth?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
How did you get through that? That must have been hard.
It was, it was actually kind of something expected with with working in a company which was like the business mainly was with tourists, so it was quite
okay.
All right, and what's the third?
The third one was the loss of one of my uncles.
The loss of your uncle.
Yeah. I was the last one who spoke with him. And, yeah, that's it.
I can hear you crying. I can hear you crying. It's good to talk about it, though. It's good to talk about it, not sit it in. Thank you for sharing that, Nayla. I appreciate that. I appreciate you being honest with us. Yeah. All right. Have you got a job? Did you get the job?
Yes.
Okay. Great. That's good news. Love you. Appreciate it. A lot of these coming in now. Cosmina, hi.
Good morning again.
Yes. What are your top three? Tell us your top three memories, Cosmina.
Birth of my daughter, who is 19 months now.
Okay.
Death of my father-in-law, like 5 days before my birthday. Mm. And death of my uncle on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
They're like 17th of June.
Wow. It's, you know, it's interesting because when writing these down and seeing the comments come through to my LinkedIn page was very similar. It was always it was births and deaths that sit with us the most.
I guess because you just remember everything that happened leading up to that day. So many things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Marriages and births are always going to be in there, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think they are always going to be in there.
But like, there's going to be like an emotional one, I imagine, to finish off a lot of these.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's just it's different to see where you're at. Rue, bro, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How's yourself?
All right, mate. Memories, top three, what would they be?
First one is marrying my lovely wife.
Beautiful. Yep, I feel that. Okay.
Second one is birth my children. Yep. Even though I fell asleep on the floor and I had the nurse kick me in the head to wake me up.
No.
Hold on a second. You were sleeping on the floor when the babies were being delivered.
Yeah, no. The nurse had to wake me up. She was like, "You want to see your kids being born?" And I was like, "Okay, yeah, that's okay."
Were you tired from that experience?
Yeah, it's hard for us guys, all right? It's hard for us as well. Yeah, everyone thinks it's easy for us. And the other third?
The third one is my little brother took his own life.
Your little brother took his own life. Man.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was about 4 months ago.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry to hear that. It's fresh. No.
It's okay, mate. It's okay. He's no longer dealing with the demons.
Yeah, man. I know. I feel you. It's good to talk about it. It really is. I don't know if you're talking about it to anyone, but, yeah, don't keep that stuff in. But, yeah, he's in a better place, right?
100%. 100%.
My man. Did you get a chance? Do you remember your last conversations with him?
I reread those messages every day.
My man. Really? Just make sure, because us men, we don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
Go and talk to someone about that and just get all these emotions out as well, all right?
Yeah, I will. I'm actually going back to Australia in about 2 weeks, and I'm going to hang with my dad, and we're going to have a few chats.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, man. Lots of love, Ruth. Thanks for always listening as well, mate. I appreciate you being honest. All right. We're getting so many more. I'm gonna leave it right now because I just think that puts in the reason why I wanted to bring it on the show, because we all live these busy lives and we're all like every day. But just I want you to just go back and have a listen and feel yourself about those memories and just have a good think about it, because you know, we got to appreciate them more and more. The good ones. That is it for us for your Tuesday. Tuesday's the hardest day of the week. We've worked that out, okay? So tomorrow it's going to be great. Don't worry. All right? We got a good one. Short week. Thursday off. Friday off, right?
Friday off. Monday off. So.
Is Monday confirmed off as well?
Well, we got the email.
Okay. So hopefully we get a good 4 days off. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.